This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, your host. It's 11/27/23, show 594. Well, the holiday is over, Nick.
The holiday is finally over, Kerry, and markets are stalling out. So it was a pretty long holiday week for most of us, but I have to say the markets have been so strong, they're due for a little bit of a pullback, and today we may be seeing that. They're overbought on a daily chart basis, pullback, and at least some kind of consolidation is needed after such a big move that we've seen recently. Today's also a full moon, so let's see if we get a minor pullback here for a few days. I think one is in order.
All right. Hey, I got to mention here, you know, we talk about precious metals a lot, and gold is like staying comfortably over 2,000 an ounce.
Oh, it's holding up like a rock right now. I have to say, I'm just looking at the chart. Now, we haven't broken out yet. We're going to need to close on a monthly basis, probably above 2,100. That will cause a breakout, but it's holding up really, really well. There's no real problems here with the chart either. We're back above all the key moving averages on the daily chart. And when you look at the monthly chart looks extremely bullish. And when you have multiple time frames giving you the same trend, you know, that's the making of a potential big move. So I would definitely, and I've been talking about gold a lot lately, as we always do, but it's really acting well right now.
All right. So you can't complain about gold. New home sales, though, are another story.
Yeah, new home sales, not so pretty today. They declined 5.6% month over month in October. I think seasonally adjusted annual rate of 679,000. Expectations were for 720,000. So this is a miss. The prior month was revised to 719,000 from 759,000. But on the surface, Kerry, well, on the surface, this looks terrible. We got to remember that bad news is often viewed as good news these days. So, you know, this probably tells the market that the Fed is going to stay put. They're not going to raise anytime soon. And as you know, the market loves lower rates, right? So I'm not going to take this number as being so dire because the markets will still rejoice over it a little bit.
The markets love the prospects of lower rates. The lower rates themselves, once they're there, right?
Right. Well, that's the market always moves on expectations. So that's 100% correct what you said.
Yeah. So it's the hope. The hopium of the
it is the hope.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, so getting back to gold and silver, silver is like, you know, close to, I haven't looked at it, but I'm going to pop it up on my screen right now. Silver is getting close to $25 an ounce.
Silver is very strong right now, as is gold. Silver had a nice little pullback recently for about 6-7 days, and then now it's starting to move back up. Now, we are into a lot of resistance around the 25 level, but just the fact that it's hanging out at 25 really with no headwinds is rather remarkable. And if we start to see the dollar come in a little bit today, the dollar is actually flat, but you know, we could easily see, you know, silver start to creep its way up to $27-$28. Ultimately, you know, we're going to go into the low to mid 30s before we get any major correction there, but I love everything silver is doing right now. I did sell out of my silver position not too long ago, but hoping to get back in cheaper. But they may make me wait for another pattern here. But silver is just not giving it up, you know.
Hey, and you know, every dog has its day, Nick.
Yes, yes. You know, the fortunate thing for me, Kerry, is I've been holding every silver coin, silver bar, gold bar since 2003. I've only added to my collection there. I've never sold a single ounce, so. That is the positive, but I'd like to own some of the SLV or, you know, some of these gold, silver and gold miners. So hopefully we get some kind of a pullback. We'll get a chance at that.
Hey, so Bitcoin, you know, it's down today, but it's holding up like gold and silver.
Yeah, Bitcoin's been very strong. It had that failed pattern on a weekly. There was a weekly bearish pattern that was a failure. And ever since then, it's taken off. Obviously, today, getting hit a little bit. I don't know what the news was. I haven't had a chance to check Bitcoin news. But I will say that the chart is still constructive. Everybody's expecting this spot Bitcoin ETF to come out. I think Grayscale has applied. BlackRock has applied. Other firms out there have applied for it. So the expectations are that it's going to get approved. We'll see if that approval turns into a buy the rumor, sell the news type of event, or does it get turned down? And I think if it did get turned down, we'd probably see a big sell-off. So, you know, right now, Bitcoin's holding up. When something looks strong on the charts, I give it the benefit of the doubt. And right now, I'd say there's nothing wrong with today's pullback in Bitcoin.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades, along with his extensive trading record. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And of course, your emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Please write your comments below on the YouTube channel. And please like, share, and subscribe. Really helps the channel when you do that. Nick, we will catch up with you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.